Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
happy Monday, Street Love family. You made a good choice of how to spend the next 15 minutes, and I'm so glad you did. This is your divine appointment, and God's not going to disappoint. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Lachelle Anderson, and let's get to it. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, praise, and honor due your name. We ask that you open the hearts and minds of each of the listeners. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, sometimes God gives me a message to share, and I think, well, how is that going to be encouraging and uplifting? But I just give it over to God, open up my Bible, and I let him lead me where he wants it to go. So just stay with me and get in agreement. This message will be just what you need in Jesus' name. The title of my message is, Lord, Please Remove This Thorn. So most of us know or have heard or read of Paul's addressing being given a thorn in the flesh. Well, I'd like to address the thorn in a different manner, but let's start by reading the specific passage about the thorn in the flesh to give you some context. It's in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. It begins with the word and we know a sentence does not start with and, so you would normally read the scripture above it and then after it so that you can get a better understanding. But for this 15-minute message, I'm going straight to it. Starts off, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." I want to jump to the story of the woman with an issue of blood. It's found in the book of Mark, chapter 5. I'm going to be reading verses 25 through 34. "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that thorn, that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?" Jump to verse 32. "And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, be whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Hallelujah. Are you seeing a theme? Both were given an issue or thorn that they had to deal with for years, sent from Satan. So there's two things going on here, right? Well, how do we know it was from Satan? Well, Paul tells us this thorn is from Satan, having others persecute him everywhere he went. He was attacked for preaching the word. He was beaten, stoned, put in prison. And we know in reference to the woman with the issue of blood that sickness and disease is not in heaven. So it can't be from God. It has to be from Satan. Amen. So let's give a few definitions. So the definition for thorn. Now, I know you're thinking, well, thorn is on a rose, right? The prickly piece, right? Well, the definitions I found for this message, dictionary Noah Webster's 1828 edition. It says a thorn is defined as anything troublesome, worldly cares, and things which prevent the growth of good principles. The word buffet, not buffet, means a beating or a beat down. Now, what's the thorn in your life that's buffeting you? What's the thorn or issue that you've been dealing with for years that just seems to not want to leave? Is it a thorn or issue of distraction, fear, opposition at work or in the home? Relationship issues, physical ailments? Are you trying to lose weight and it just won't work? Both Bible stories are about Satan bringing things to us that we could deal with for years. Satan's main objective that we know of in John 10:10 is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to be buffeted or beat down with thorns of anything troublesome, worldly cares, and things which prevent the growth of good principles. He wants you to be distracted with what to wear, what to buy, what the news says about the gas prices, putting people in your life at work or school or your home that just get under your skin. No matter how much you change your diet or exercise, the weight remains the same, or the blood or x-ray results don't change. Lord, please remove this thorn. Get me out of this job. Get me a new home. Get me out of this marriage. Heal me of this addiction. Well, this reminds me of a scripture in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. In the NIV, it reads, "Count it all joy, count it all pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. What does it produce? Perseverance. What does it produce? Perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. But Paul and the woman with the issue of blood, what did they do? Persevered. Paul focused on his ministry, and despite the beatings and mistreatment, he says in Philippians 3 and 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, she persevered and pressed through a mob of people, knowing she could be stoned, killed for just coming out in public. By faith, she kept saying, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. What do you keep saying about your thorn? What are you saying to yourself? This situation will never change. I'm tired. I don't know what else to do. Both Paul and the woman with the issue of blood persevered thorns, despite their situations and despite the result could be death. I asked you earlier what your thorn was. Are you thinking about it? The Street Love action item for this week is for you to write down your thorns. Take it to God in faith and wait to see how he tells you to handle it or gives you the next steps. God always provides next steps. Let me give you an example. My street love example is, periodically when I was in my 20s and 30s, I would experience suffering from lower abdominal pain and it would go down into my groin area. When the pain would come, I would be paralyzed for like a few minutes. I would have to bend over and hold my stomach and hold my breath at the same time. It was excruciating. I thought I was dying. So, of course, I didn't want to go to the doctor because I got these two little kids, and what am I going to do? So I went to God to remove this thorn or this issue, right? The response I received from him was to record what I was eating for 2 weeks. Well, when I took a look at the results, I looked at it and I immediately saw that during this period that whenever spring and summer came, I would always eat an increase of milk products, ice cream and then cereal in the morning. It was almost like I was craving it. And so I went to God and I said, I realize what I've been doing. I've been taking a lot of milk products. What do I do about that? Can I just go to the doctor? I didn't know anything about lactose problems or anything like that back then. When I prayed about it, the Lord told me to drink warm or hot water after eating the cereal or ice cream. Guess what? My thorn was removed. Hallelujah! Glory to God. In conclusion, God always makes you face whatever you want removed. He won't just remove it, but you have to persevere and take it to God in faith, believing he'll show you what's going on or direct you how to address the situation. Sometimes it may not be the answer that you like, and it may take longer than you'd like, but Satan will bring the trouble, worldly cares to kill, steal, and destroy. But remember, Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. You want your life to represent what Paul said in his last words in 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Guess what? Those thorns will be removed shortly thereafter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this ends this week's message, but we never want to depart without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Salvation is found in Romans 10 and 9. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt saved. Would you like to receive Jesus? Well, go ahead and repeat after me. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died just for me. Lord, forgive me for everything I've done, thought, words, and deeds, by things I've done and things I've left undone. I believe I'm healed, whole, and complete right now, and that I have an eternal home with you in heaven. In Jesus' name, we all pray and say, amen. Hallelujah. There's the bell. I believe many are receiving Jesus today. If you have, please reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org and click the contact page and let me know that you received salvation today, and I will send you a free gift. Glory to God. I have a few announcements. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. My ministry assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and verse 3. And you can get more information about my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can also listen to any of my messages at any time. It's free of charge. All I ask is that if you could share it with your friends and family and loved ones. Glory to God. You can contact or donate at freelunchandprayer.org. And I'm excited to share some news next month in February. Say next month. I'll open up the lines to allow callers to ask for prayer. So we'll do it once a month, and I'll be bringing in a special guest to join me as well. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our 15 minutes of hope, love, and encouragement. I pray that each of the listeners received exactly what you had for them, and that they not just be hearers of your word only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. Father, grant them according to the riches of your glory, to bless them in everything that they do and throughout this week, till we meet again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I love you, Street Love family. Thank you so much for joining. Please share this information with your loved ones or friends. And remember, street love begins with you. Have a blessed one.